Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the sixth week of Easter, May 11th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. John, where John writes, Jesus said to his disciples, When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. There are moments in life when truth does not arrive with thunder, but with a whisper. A young woman once shared how she came back to the faith after years away. There was no dramatic conversion, no sudden miracle. Instead, she described sitting alone one evening, feeling an unexpected peace settle over her. Nothing around her had changed. Her problems were still there. But something within her had shifted. It was as if someone was gently telling me, Come home. She couldn't explain it, but she knew it was real. In today's gospel, Jesus speaks of that someone. He calls him the Advocate. The Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father and testifies to him, and then Jesus adds something striking, and you also testify. There are two witnesses to Christ in the world, the Spirit and us. The Holy Spirit does not shout over the noise of the world, works quietly, persistently. Intimately, testifies not by argument, but by presence, by illuminating truth in the heart, by stirring longing, by awakening conscience. The Spirit whispers in moments of stillness, when we feel drawn to prayer for no clear reason, when a word of Scripture suddenly pierces us. When we sense that we are loved, even in our brokenness. This is not imagination. This is testimony. The Spirit reveals Jesus not as an idea, but as a living reality. He makes Christ present, not just in history, but in us. And yet Jesus says that this is not enough. The Spirit testifies within, but we are called to testify without. This is both a privilege and a responsibility. We often think of testimony as something grand, preaching, teaching, defending the faith. But more often our testimony is quiet, hidden in the ordinary. A patient response instead of anger, a word of kindness when it would be easier to remain silent, fidelity in suffering, hope when others despair. These are not small things. These are signs that Christ is alive within us. People may never read the gospel, but they will read our lives. And sometimes the only way they will come to recognize the voice of the Spirit is through the witness of someone who listens to them. Jesus speaks these words knowing what lies ahead for him and for his disciples. To testify to him is not always easy. It may bring misunderstanding, rejection, even suffering. Why? Because truth disrupts what is false. light exposes what is hidden. But notice this, we are never asked to testify alone. The Spirit goes before us. He is already at work in the hearts of others. Our role is not to force belief, but to be faithful, to speak, to live, to love in a way that allows his testimony to be seen and heard. We are not the source of truth. We are its vessel. In contemplative spirituality, we learn that the deepest witness begins not in action, but in union. If we are not listening to the Spirit within, our external testimony becomes empty. But if we remain attentive, if we allow the Spirit to shape our hearts, then even our silence can speak Christ. So perhaps the question today is not first, how am I testifying? But rather, am I listening? Because only the one who hears the Spirit can truly echo him. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, advocate and Spirit of truth, you who proceed from the Father and reveal the Son, make your voice known within us. Quiet the noise that distracts us, soften the hardness of our hearts, and awaken in us a deeper awareness of your presence. Teach us to listen before we speak, to receive before we give, to be rooted in Christ before we try to witness to him. And when the time comes for us to testify, give us courage not to argue, but to love, not to impress, but to be faithful, not to speak our own words, but yours. May our lives become a living testimony that Jesus Christ is alive, and that through him we too shall live. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a look at the gospel and open its deeper meaning and apply it to our spiritual lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.